Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News. Topping our news, the U.S. President-elect Joe Biden urging Americans to steel their spines against the surging coronavirus pandemic, but assured them that, in his words, America is not going to lose this war. Biden said the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to, again in his words, get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and its death toll has now topped 261,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Millions of people in the U.S. traveling to their Thanksgiving holiday celebrations Thursday, despite a surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations here. Travelers' dismissal of increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings is fueling concerns of another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday season. Sharp rises in cases usually result in a rising death toll weeks later. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to remain at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebrations small. And President Trump pardoned his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his administration at a Russia investigation he long insisted was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone just days before he was to report to prison. Via remote, this is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister has rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people and the key U.S. ally in East Africa, a stance that has alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to Washington about the potential for escalating conflict. The three-week-old crisis between the federal government and armed officials in the Tigray region has already alarmed diplomats around the world who have almost unanimously urged the prime minister to resolve it peacefully. South Africa on Wednesday began a period of mourning for lives lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. The period of mourning began on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women and 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning to signify and respect those who die. Ramaphosa also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national key sites and government buildings for 5 days through November the 29th. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 3 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates, this according to family sources and a party statement released early Thursday. The 84-year-old Mahdi was Sudan's last democratically elected prime minister and was overthrown in 1989 in the military coup that brought former President Omar al-Bashir to power. The moderate Umma Party was one of the largest opposition parties under Bashir, and Mahdi remained an influential figure even after Bashir was toppled in 1989. The Umma Party said in a statement that Mahdi would be buried on Friday in Sudan. The humanitarian aid group Doctors Without Borders said the organization is pulling out a hospital from one of the most vulnerable and impoverished neighborhoods in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Field Hospital operates in the Batari neighborhood and is considered one of the best equipped to treat COVID-19 patients. The organization said it needs a balance of international specialists on the ground to guarantee standards, and restrictions force them to shut down its operations. For more news, please join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.